Amen. Truly, we lean on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Definitely been leaning on Him today.
Yeah.
We're leaning on the Lord tonight. I couldn't get up here and do anything, sing or preach or testify or anything without the Lord.
Amen.
As my helper. There's another song that I love called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Yeah.
And what a song that is. To lean on the Lord. Amen. Not just when things are going bad. We need to lean on the Lord when things are going good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate everybody's come out tonight. Desire your prayers. Still fighting this head cold. But that didn't stop me this morning. Once I get going, once the Lord helps me get going, then everything will be all right. But it's just get going. That's the hard part. So if you got your Bibles, I've had some verses of Scripture on my heart this week. Went to visit a little church. Preacher there was preaching on a message there, and I kind of got a little bit of a hint. When he's preaching on it, you got the wheels are spinning up here. And so I've been on that scripture ever since Wednesday night, and it's over in Revelation chapter 2. If you got your Bibles, turn over there with me, if you will. I'm going to kind of hopscotch around here. There's a lot to cover in this. I'm going to take my time. And we just got an extra hour of daylight, so don't be in no hurry tonight. And we'll get through it together. All right. So, Revelation chapter 2. Very important scripture here. I've seen this in a way I've never saw it before. And I hope to help you realize how I saw it. Maybe it'll help you have some food for thought tonight. The Bible says in chapter 2, Revelation verse 1, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his hand, the right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent." Go down to verse 7. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let's go on down to verse 8. Next church. "Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews that are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Next verse, next church. "And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath a sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat the things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Verse 16, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 18, and unto the angel of the church of Thyatira, write, these things saith the Son of God, which hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach, and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. That was Thyatira. Let's skip on down here to he that hath an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Next chapter, next church. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works. Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore now how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Let's skip on down to verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 7. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man could shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we come to the final church in verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true, the witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as also I overcame and have sat down at my Father with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We're going to stop our reading right there. There's a pattern here, several patterns emerging. First of all, what I want to make known to you, the first thing I realized about this, amen, is that every bit of this book of Revelation, amen, starting with chapter 1 all the way to the end of the book, amen, is addressed to the churches, amen. It's not to the sinners, it's not to everybody else in the world, it's not to the world, it's addressed to the churches, amen. I never really realized that, amen, but he is telling the churches here, the seven churches that he mentioned, amen, the seven churches, he said, I'm Alpha and Omega to them. The seven churches in Asia are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. We have seven churches that God is preaching to. He is sending a letter by way of John. Even John in the first chapter of Revelation says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Christ himself told him, these things that you see, amen, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. Amen. All these churches mentioned, John sent a book, not just a letter, amen, but a book. And that book we know now today is the Revelation of Jesus Christ, amen. It's wonderful that God had told John to send this book to seven churches, and, amen. That way it would be a much easier to preserve this book, not just one copy, but seven copies of the same book that was written down. They didn't have a printing press back there. John had plenty of time to write this while he was on the Isle of Patmos, amen, and he was able to write it seven different times, word for word, and send it out to these seven churches which are in Asia. Amen. And when I realized this, I began to think of all the things that I just read to you in chapter 2. The pattern that we saw was no less than seven times, each time to each church. Amen. John says that Christ says, I know thy works. Amen. Christ knows the works of the church today. Amen. He knows the works of the church that we go to right here. Amen. He knows the works of the church the next county over. He knows the works of the church the next state over, the next country over. Amen. God knows the works of the church. Amen. He began to list some things that was good in the church, some things that the church had done. Amen. That He was pleased with. Amen. But we can't take all the good. Amen. And not have the bad. Otherwise, we wouldn't be taking all the Word. Right. Amen. We need all the Word to protect us. All the Word to help us grow spiritually. And we find that there were some things with each church, it seemed like, that Christ had somewhat against them. There was only a couple that He didn't really have anything against. He began to encourage them in the Lord and help them to stay steadfast in the faith. Amen. There were some things that were against some of these churches. Christ said, I know thy works, I know what you've been doing, but there are some things that you can improve on. He even told the church many times that we've already heard to repent.
Yeah, amen.
Didn't tell the sinners to repent, except for Jezebel. He said the church needed to repent.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I realized that and it was like a light bulb went off. Amen. We preach on the world all the time, don't realize it. Amen. Even as Paul said, sometimes the things that we condemn in others, we do ourselves.
Yeah.
And we realize here that he said, I know thy works. He began to tell them, to him that overcometh, I will give so-and-so reward. Yeah. And every time he said, I know the works, he always said, amen, the one that's writing this is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and all these different attributes of Christ. Amen. Signifying that Christ, amen, does know what he's talking about. He is in control. He knows the thoughts and imagination of the heart of man.
Amen.
He knows everything about us. Amen.
Amen.
We can't hide anything from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He says, I know thy works. And he says, if you'll continue on in these works and you'll repent, amen, there's a reward to be gotten. Amen. To him that overcometh, I will give so and so. Every time he said that. We also hear that at the very end, before he addresses the next church, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches.
Amen.
Every bit of this is addressed to the church. Every bit of the revelation that we read is addressed to the church of Christ. Not the denomination, but the general church that Christ bought, paid for, and redeemed with His own blood. I know thy works. If you overcome, you'll inherit. And if you have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Those are the three main things that really stuck out with me, Brother Jerry. And the people in the world today, amen, the churches need to realize that Christ knows our work. Yes, the Bible says, even Christ says, amen, that upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen, but the church has some work to do, amen, to get there.
Yeah, amen.
And I don't mean salvation by works. Amen. Christ was not teaching salvation by works here. He had already died on the cross. He was revealing himself to John in the vision that he had. Amen. While he was stranded upon the Isle of Patmos. And John, basically, he was a mouthpiece for God when he was writing this down. There's an old song that says, He's still working on me.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know about y'all, but he's still working on Eric Beatty. Amen. He's still working on me. Amen. There's still some things I can improve on. There's still some levels I can move up in my faith.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad today that He has not abandoned me nor forsaken me, but He loves those. We just read whom He rebukes and chastens, He loves. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Glad to know Christ loves us enough to still work on us. Amen. And He knows our works and He wants to encourage us as a church. Amen. Just continue doing the good things. Amen. But dispel with and dispose of the bad things that are keeping us from the blessing of God. Told the church to repent. One church he said, repent, do the first works over.
Uh-huh.
Another church he told repent, he told them to do something else. And there was about four or five times that I read there where churches had to repent. Amen. Uh-huh. We've got to keep ourselves in line with God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. That's important. Amen. We can't just scoop through life expecting everything to turn out hunky-dory. Amen. We get saved. Amen. We want to stay where God wants us to be. We want to desire the things of the world. Yes, there's times we fall. There's none that's good. No, not one. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But I'm glad, amen, that God has grace enough to let us know where we're off track. Amen.
Amen.
And He says, repent. Do your first works over. Repent. Come back to me. Turn around and do something different. Amen.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong track. Amen. I don't know what this message is, who it's for. Amen. It might be for me. I don't know. Maybe later on down the road, every one of us will get it for some reason or another. God has put this on my heart. Amen. And us as a church, amen, need to make sure that we're right with God, not just for our own sake, but for visitors who come in from outside, and for others when we go outside the door, that we're all right with God when we begin to preach and teach to them.
Amen.
How sorry would it be, how sad would it be, if you told somebody something in the Word of God, and they looked you straight in the eye and said, "What are you preaching it to me for? You do it yourself." How sad would that be? Are there areas in our life where we can move up? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 said, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator."
Amen.
Amen. Peter mentioned several times about good works and about well-doing. Amen. You know, that the good works that we do is an outward evidence of that inward change that God has put on us when we become a new creature. Amen. The things we do are different. The things we say are different. We don't talk like we used to. We don't act like we used to. Amen. We don't go to the same places we used to. There should be a new creature. Amen. That has new desires and a fresh new zeal to do what God would have us to do.
Amen.
Somewhere along the line, these churches had lost that.
Yeah.
And if it can happen to them, listen, hear this, it can happen to us. Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know who God sends the letters to?
Amen.
He sends them to the angels.
Yeah.
You know who the angels are? Angels are messengers to the church. Not necessarily heavenly beings. Word angel means a messenger.
Yeah.
You know who the messengers of the church are today? Sunday school teachers, pastors, preachers, those that spread the gospel, those that preach and teach the word. Why we do that? Because the churches need God.
Amen.
The churches need to realize that's where we came from. That's who we need to look to.
Yeah.
Why am I telling you this? This morning I preached a message over there at Dad's church out of the book of Jude that came just before this. And the book of Jude is filled with references to people who will come in with false doctrine and ungodly behavior.
Yeah.
Hey, because why am I preaching this tonight? Hey, because God knows what's coming down the pipe.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of doctrines that you would not believe in the world today.
Right.
And some of us in this very room may even fall for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the truth.
Amen.
That's the truth. My goal is to get you to realize where are you at with the Lord so that your faith will not be shaken.
Amen.
Down the road when you hear things. Hey, even he told the disciples, those that walked with him, the apostles, if you hear somebody say, "Christ is here, Lord, go see him.
Yeah.
If he's here over here in the woods, go see him." He said, "Don't believe him."
Yeah. Right.
Why? Because they could just have easily been influenced.
That's right.
Amen. We're not perfect. Amen. We can just be as pious as we want to be and say, "Well, I'll never, you know, deny the Lord." That's exactly what Peter said.
That's right.
And he was one of the inner three. He was one of the circle. Watch out. The Bible talks about it in Romans over there. I was going to read that, but I don't think I will tonight. You can read it yourself if you want to over in Romans chapter 11. Boasting yourself against the branch that you were grafted into.
Mm-hmm.
Don't boast yourself of the branch, because yes, you were grafted in because they wouldn't believe, but the same thing could happen to you.
Yeah.
It's important we realize the whole book of Revelation, even the whole Bible, yes, some of it's to the world, but the majority of it is to the church.
Yeah.
Why? Because Christ wants the church to be with Him in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He wants us to be with Him in heaven. I'm glad He wants us to be with Him in heaven. I want to be there with Him, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I want to be where Christ is. I don't want to be where the devil is, amen, running around this world. In Sunday school this morning, we got to talking about Revelation chapter 21, I believe it was, where it talked about the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Talked about death, hell, the grave, and the devil being cast into a lake of fire, and then from then on there'd be peace, unreal. Amen. You can't even just imagine it, amen, in your own mind. Because it'll be nothing like we know here as far as the pains and the torments and the sorrows. Not even the tears will be present in that place. What a place that will be. We sung that song, what a day that will be this morning. What a day that will be when we get there. But I'm telling you, until we get there, folks, we got some stuff to go through.
Amen.
We got some work to get done. Amen. There's God. We're still here on this earth because God has got a work for us. Amen.
Amen.
Can't it get discouraged if there's sickness and if there's people don't show up in the church? Amen. If you and God are here, that makes a majority. Amen.
Amen.
I said last night, we went to a church. I said last night, you know, if you think about it, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst. Another place in Psalms said, if one could put 1,000 to flight, amen, then two could put 10,000 to flight. Amen, if there's just two or three gathered together and God's in the midst, imagine how much God's there with more than two or three there. Amen.
Amen.
We got more than two or three here.
Amen.
Amen. That's plenty enough to get the work done. Amen. I'm so proud that we've been able to get some work done in the church house. Amen. The steeple's going up. The trees are cut down. If the landscapings look pretty, there's still more stuff to do. But amen. That's what God wants. He wants a church that's alive. Amen. He don't want a church that's dead.
Yes. Amen.
That's alive and making a change, making a difference in their community. And I'm glad that our church is moving towards that. Amen. Amen. That's what it's going to take. Amen. So as we stand tonight, search your heart tonight. If you are a member of this church, you're a part of this church. If you're saved, you're a part of the church in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, you're totally left out.
Yeah.
And if that's you here tonight, then I invite you to come and become a part of the family of God. Amen. Come and ask Jesus in your heart, ask Jesus in your life. Say, Lord, my life's messed up. I need a Savior. You need a Savior tonight. This is where it comes. Get things fixed up before you leave here today. You don't know what's going to be beyond them doors when you leave here today.
Amen.
I've been faced with some things today I didn't realize what had even happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, but if I didn't have God to lean on like Brother Simon, boy, I tell you what, it'd be all me most miserable.
Yeah.
I want you to know that you can lean on Christ when you walk out the doors today.
Yeah.
There's some in your life you need to get right with God.
Amen.
Right here's some places to do it.
Amen.
Amen. God welcomes you here. Whatever you need. Amen. God is the supplier of every need. Amen.